The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good day to all of you. Those of you who've been here for a few minutes and those that are just joining now, just settling in, welcome. We'll go ahead and get started. So, finding a posture for meditation. Maybe taking a long, slow, deep breath and slowly letting it out. Just connecting with being here, with your intention to do this sitting together. And close your eyes if it's comfortable to do so. That's encouraged. And just tune in to the sense of the body in the sitting posture, the meditation posture. Inviting whatever ease is available to you right now in the body. Often there's more available than we think. Can deliberately bring attention to areas that we tend to habitually hold and just soften. So softening the muscles of the face, around the eyes, around the forehead, the jaw, all the little muscles on the scalp, the eyes and the eye sockets. And then lowering the attention down into the body. Often we keep our energy up high, having a feeling of settling down into the shoulder area, the chest and back, relaxing the arms. And on the in-breath, allowing the back to straighten in a relaxed way. I find as the muscles of my back release, it actually wants to go upward as if I were holding it in a slumped position. It takes effort to slump. Softening the belly. Down into the hips and the legs, and all the way to the feet, allowing the body to take the form of simply being here, however that looks and feels to you right now. And there may be pain or tiredness in the body. And that's okay too. That's just part of the present moment, part of what we're present for. And I'm going to invite today just one brief reflection to bring in. And that is to turn the attention deliberately to something that's inspiring or motivating for you related to your practice. Why do you practice? Why are we sitting? It could be just right now, today. Or it could be something, some bigger picture, a larger, longer-term motivation. Whatever feels right is fine. Something. It's somewhat inspiring. I know someone who imagines that by sitting there, walking in the footsteps of the Buddha, doing what he did to walk the path to awakening, or it could be as simple as I'm calming down so I can go to work. The good mindset today. But let that sense of what matters to you infuse your being in some way. Perhaps breathing it in, or just opening the mind to it. See what that does in the body. And now, letting that deliberate reflection go and turning to practice. For today, I'll invite you to tune into experience in some way that works for you. Do you usually use the breath, the body, an open kind of awareness or metta? Sensing what practice will be most beneficial right now. I do recommend choosing something kind of simple, not one with a lot of steps that we go through. Perhaps the breath, if you're unsure, just settling on the breath. And the other invitation is to consider just bringing in the inclination of mind that what you're doing in this simple practice is planting good seeds for the future, is planting seeds for the very thing that is motivating and inspiring. There may not be an obvious connection between feeling the sensations of the breath right now and something larger for your life. But I'm going to invite the trust that there is the simple goodness of doing this practice does move us toward our deepest aspirations. Sometimes we can move into a heaviness or obligation about practice. Gotta do this. Or another extreme is that we grasp onto practice, going to achieve something through doing this. And in a totally different space, is simply doing it out of its pure goodness and the inspiration and really eventually knowledge that it does move us in a good direction. There's kind of a blessing associated with just doing the practice. Simply. And we feel that. The mind begins to slip away from the practice, the present moment, simply reattuning, realigning. If it slips into doing too much or doing too little, re-evoking that sense of simple goodness and joy in just doing the practice, just being here, knowing that it's the best thing to do with this moment. Returning to simplicity. And the deep rest that's possible with a heart that is simple, regardless of what's happening in the body, the mind, the external world. There's a way that the heart can be simple, knowing that just meeting this moment is moving us along the path. And in the last few minutes of this meditation, perhaps reconnecting with the body, the body in this space where you're sitting. So bringing in again the awareness of the place where you are, and sense of yourself in this meditation, situated in time. There will be something after this. Just allowing the mind to bring in more normal elements of consciousness. And as you do so, reconnecting with this sense of inspiration or aspiration. And the simple blessing of just doing the practice. And is there a way in which being in touch with that simplicity and that truthfulness about your own spiritual practice, is there a way that can support you today, going forward, or this evening, with the people that you're interacting with the things you need to do? If there might be challenges that are unexpected, could it be that just having some connection to this inspiration that you carry could give you more options in situations like that? It doesn't have to be something that we bring in, like an identity, or we're carrying it in a heavy way. But just maybe touching into it in our heart, even as most of our attention is on our life as it normally is. One more way that the practice supports others as well as ourselves.